Welcome to Evolve Live Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. This podcast shines a light on experiences of people in the private and public sectors. You'll hear how overcoming obstacles has shaped their perspectives and made them better prepared to meet new challenges. Here is your host of Success Through Adversity, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Holley.
Welcome to Success Through Adversity. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Our guest today is Tessa Taylor, owner of St. Augustine Scoop. Tessa was born and raised in St. George, Utah, and moved to Florida with her family at the age of 13. Her entrepreneurial journey began doing lemonade stands in her neighborhood. Her move to her current business was rooted also in her neighborhood, but a different neighborhood, St. Augustine, where she purchased the scoop from a neighbor who decided to sell the business to her after talking to him about it over coffee. She took over the business a week before her 20th birthday. Let's get started. Welcome, Tessa.
That's awesome. How we doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing very good. A little sleepy, but excited to be here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Tessa's been having a little bit of travel problems, and so she's stuck at an airport right now, but is calling in so that we can chat. So, Tessa, tell me about your journey. You know, it sounds as if you were an entrepreneur at a rather early age, and you're still young now. Tell us about it.
Yeah. When I was younger, me and my little sister, we loved doing little lemonade stands. We honestly, anything we could find, we tried selling. We'd go down and catch little minnows for our neighbors, and we'd sell little minnows to them for their little ponds. But when I moved to St. Augustine, purchasing the scoop right before my 20th birthday, it's been quite interesting. I bought it a week before COVID and all the shutdowns happened. Mm-hmm. So my first year was, it was pretty difficult, but that's why you buy a business.
What did you learn?
Oh, so much. I had no idea what I was getting into. Really the first thing was figuring, I hadn't worked in ice cream at all. I was actually serving at a restaurant here in St. Augustine, and I quit that same week that I signed the contract. So when it came to ice cream, I had to learn, you know, all about the ice cream, all about the product, how to schedule. My accountant, with it being COVID, she was a little bit older, and so she taught me a little lesson in 4 hours. So I learned all of my accounting, marketing, pretty much anything you can learn that first year. A lot of budgeting too, just with trying to survive, you know, COVID with a small business and just getting started. So,
well, how do you survive? Excuse me, Tessa, but you have a retail shop selling ice cream, and in 2020 everything shuts down. Were you able to do any business at all?
So, 10 days after I bought it, I had to go get a second job because since I had just purchased it, I didn't qualify for any of the loans that the government was handing out. So
the PPP
I would wake
and
up,
things like that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The previous owner didn't have any employees. So when it came to showing previous payroll and we had nothing. So I went and got a second job. And I would work from about 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then I would go and open up the scoop for sunset because that was the only time that people were walking around with their families kind of when it cooled down. We had a stay-at-home order at that time. So I would try and get people out on their little family walks. And then I'd close up at 8 and start all over again. So my first year was a lot of, you know, I survived just because I had to go get the second job to help pay the bills. So.
And now?
Now is good. Now, you know, every year's had a lesson because my first year was honestly just learning how to be an entrepreneur. Like, it's every job's your job. And trying to make it through COVID was, you know, another thing of the business becomes everything. My second year, nobody's wanting to work. So I had the challenge of trying to find a staff. And then my third year, you know, we're dealing with inflation right now. So every year has had its challenge.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I think everybody, when they're in business, they need to learn every year anyway, right? So, mm-hmm. So don't feel as if there's an anomaly about that.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more then about where you currently are and where you see yourself going. Are you going to be opening another ice cream store? Do you think you're going to have multiple scoops? Or do you think you're going to, you know, branch out into other businesses?
Yeah, the scoops become my little baby. I absolutely love it. And I'm just now getting to the point where I can start working on my business rather than in it.
Mm-hmm.
The past couple years, just with all the challenges, I was still working 7 days a week not too long ago. So now that I have a little bit more free time and I have a good staff, I've been able to focus more on marketing and been able to hopefully start looking at some new locations to expand the scoop. So that's in the works. I'm excited.
So how much staff, how many people do you have now?
This past summer I had 8. and now that the kids went back to school, 5 of them left for school.
Mm-hmm.
But currently I have 5.
Mm-hmm.
But once they, when they all get off of break, they all come work. So it varies with the seasons.
Mm-hmm. So Tessa, they're not, you know, the cover of Evolve, for this issue coming up here in January, is about youthpreneurs. And do you think you're a norm, or do you think that what you're doing, there are going to be a lot more youth getting into business? Tell me what your sense is about what's happening with others your age.
I definitely think, I mean, anyone that comes into the shop, I was talking to the other girls that were on the cover too. And anytime anyone talks to any of us, they're always very surprised, and it's definitely not a normal thing to be getting into business, at a younger age. You have to grow up a lot, but it is interesting because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people my age, and it seems like there is kind of a turnaround where a lot more people are wanting to become their own boss with my generation. So there might be a new wave coming, you know.
Well, I hope so.
It.
Yeah, certainly I hope so. So tell me, Tessa, tell me what you've learned that you would tell these people coming behind you, these other young folk who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs. What lessons learned do you have to share?
Oh, there's so many. I love it. and there's so many little things and mm-hmm. so many big things at the same time. But I would say the biggest thing that I've learned, probably like every job is your job. So, you know, going into it, it's fun to have all of the big plans, but it's been a challenge, and it's been a good thing to learn of, you know, every job's your job, and you know, anything's possible. So, you know, being able to, you know, keep your mind open and just be able to figure things out on your own. There's been so many times where I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know how to do accounting. I don't know how to fix the faucet. I don't know, you know. so that's been a fun thing to learn is, that you got to keep, you know, your skill sets open and ready for really anything. I've learned a lot about mental toughness too. Mm. That's a big thing that I would, you know, love to spread to anyone that's looking into get business when you're younger. When you're younger, you know, the normal thing with my age is a lot of people are in college, they're going on vacations, they're making all these fun memories, and you know, when you're running a business at my age, your day-to-day's working the 12, 14-hour days. You know, yeah. When people are going to the bars on Friday, you're doing accounting and payroll. So being able to kind of overcome FOMO and kind of mentally toughen yourself up with all of the hours and all of the challenges that you're going to face. That's probably been one of the biggest is learning mental toughness.
And I would think what goes along with mental toughness is discipline, right?
Yes. Yeah. You have to be hard on yourself. Because if you don't finish the job at the end of the day, no one else will.
Excellent.
And if you don't finish that night, it's still going to be waiting for you the next morning. So.
Well, the good news is you've already gone from a minus employee. And what that means is when you started, you were working, you had to go take a job.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic. And now, recently, you were at 8 employees, and now you're at 5. So, you know, that's a massive change, and congratulations to you on that. I doubt that you will be going on vacation anytime soon, though. So,
oh, goodness, no.
So try to have fun in your business, because you can do that, too, with your clients and with your colleagues there.
Absolutely.
The more you create a family environment, the more fun it is to do what you're doing. And it is fun.
Yeah, that's actually the biggest thing we focus on at The Scoop. It's kind of funny. A lot of people think it's just an ice cream shop, but when you walk in, like, the whole community has made that spot their little home. We have so many people that they come for an ice cream, but it's more of just spending that quality time, making a home base there.
Yes.
All right. The employees are happy. You know, it's one of my main focuses to make sure that, you know, they're having fun, so that, you know, if everyone's happy, it's a good place to be.
Excellent. Well, speaking on behalf of all of my colleagues at Evolve, we're proud to have a young group of women on our cover with this youth premiere cover. Our theme this year is new ideas, new year, new ideas for business. And certainly, like you said, perhaps there is a tidal wave coming directly behind you of young people looking to start businesses. And if so, we look forward to applauding it in Evolve. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, Tessa, and I look forward to coming and getting a scoop.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing you at the shop.
You will. Take care. This is Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Our guest today has been Tessa Taylor, owner of St. Augustine Scoop. Thank you, Tessa, for your time. Bye-bye.
This has been Evolve Live's Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. Subscribe to listen to more podcasts at evolve-success.com/subscribe. Send your comments to editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com.